This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, and Kevin Wadley, CPA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Pella Corporation, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How can a personal trainer help us reach our fitness goals? In the sixth part of a 10-part series on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Olivia Crawford with the Knoxville Recreation Center. Olivia, what does a personal trainer do?
Personal trainers are there to help whoever wants to have personal training. Design a fitness program for them. We guide them through different exercises based on their needs. And we also help with some nutritional counseling, not much there, but we're just there to help clients with whatever fitness goals that they have.
Okay, so let's just say I come in and I say, hey, I need some help getting some exercise on the right diet. Can you help me? What happens then?
Yeah, so you come in and you can either fill out a form to request a certain trainer if you have one in mind, or you can just be paired up with. We have several different trainers here. So once you get a personal trainer, the first thing that we do is go through a fitness test, or sometimes we just kind of go over, okay, what have you done in the past? What are you looking to do? And then we design a program based on the fitness test results, how many times a week they want trained, how long they want trained, and then we just kind of set up a schedule from there.
Okay, and so you sort of coach us. If I say I only want to come in every 2 weeks, you're going to tell me that's probably not good enough.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to set up something where we can make a difference.
Absolutely.
How many clients might you work with?
Myself, I work with at least 3 to 4. Since I'm the aquatic supervisor, my main focus isn't the personal training, but I do some of that. Many of our trainers that are part-time have 2 to 3 clients as well. I know Angie, our wellness supervisor, has at least 8 to 10 that she does. So you can get paired up with any of our trainers. We're all certified and all experienced in the fitness industry, so it's all a great group.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Van Monen, Seedstra, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Recreation Center, iHealth Solutions, and KNX CrossFit Fitness and Training. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norm Rosendahl, Tiling and Septic, Marion County Public Health, Great Western Bank in Sully, and Edward Jones Financial Advisor Justin Madsen.
I continued my conversation with Olivia Crawford with the Knoxville Recreation Center. And so what classes do you personally teach?
I teach the WoW class, which is on Tuesday, Thursday mornings at 8:45 to 9:30. And that class is stands for Water Walk Off Weight. And it's a gentle introduction to fitness, group exercise. All we do is walk. So it's a great way to get started for beginners. But also, it can be intense for those who have been exercising for a long time and want a different type of exercise. So it can be modified for very different levels of fitness.
And you walk in the water?
Yes, in the shallow end.
In the shallow end?
Yes.
And so that provides resistance.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I just happened to be here when you were concluding your class, and I saw, I don't know, maybe there were 20-some people. And so it's not just by yourself and you were doing stretching and
right.
It looked like some strength things too?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. So we do different styles of walking. So your traditional just walking, you know, how you'd walk anywhere. We also do some backwards walking. We do side-to-side walking. We go shallow to deep. So it's not a boring water walking by any means. So we're doing different things. And it's also set to music. So a lot of the participants like the asset that we have the music going.
Is it something where people interact? Is there some camaraderie or just people there by themselves?
Actually, a lot of our participants do bring their friends. I mean, and they do have like some groups going. There's always several ladies that they walk together. They kind of support each other. They're going to, you know, they say, oh, we'll be here Tuesday and Thursday. We're going to try to make it. So there's a lot of support in all the ladies and guys that come to the class. They do know each other. And if you're new, they always go up to the new person and they welcome them. And it's a really great support group.
Do you get the heart rate up quicker by walking in the water, I presume?
Yeah, so when you're in the water, there's a lot more resistance, obviously, than just walking around, you know, on land. So we kind of take that into consideration as well. You're not going to move as fast as you do on land, but you're going to be working, you know, several times harder than you would be on land.
And I presume with some of the, it's a mix of ages that I saw, but mm-hmm. with some of the older people, I bet that helps with balance too.
Absolutely, yep. And actually, there's a lot of people that they start out and they can't quite go away from the wall. They hold right onto the wall. And I've seen a lot of them, after they've done it for several months, they are able to move away from the wall and just kind of walk on their own. So I've seen a lot of people transition from, you know, being really nervous of the water and, you know, kind of skeptical that, okay, I don't know about this. I'm off balance on land, so I don't know what that will do for the water. And then they are able to just kind of walk on their own without the wall, and they're much more balanced.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Golay Heating and Cooling, Crossroads of Pella, Mahaska Bottling Company, and the Pella Indoor Pool. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Herta Public Transit, Integrative Counseling Services, Sundance Realty, and DMAC Newton Campus.
I continued my conversation with Olivia Crawford with the Knoxville Recreation Center. Well, something I know that older women are often worried about is osteoporosis. Does this help prevent osteoporosis?
Yes, any type of, you know, activity does help that. In the water, you have less of the, you know, the forces of gravity coming down on you. So it's a good way for people that have that to, you know, build up to walking on land, doing other sorts of activities. So it's a good kind of gateway class into the rest of the fitness world. And also it is a good way for people that have issues like that with joint pain or osteoporosis, any of that stuff, to kind of get a gentle introduction. And it does help improve those things.
Now, what other classes do you teach?
I teach the deep water class, which is on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we do have a couple other instructors as well that participate in teaching that. And that's totally suspended in the deep water, and you don't have to touch the ground. So if you have a lot of joint pain, that's a good class to start out with. I also teach the PIO class. It's on land, and it's Pilates and yoga combined, and that's a beach body program. So that's about it for me.
Okay, so the deep water program, I presume the swimming is involved, or
We do. There's some elements of swimming involved. We use a variety of equipment, so we use like the buoys and the noodles in the water. We do a lot of things like we do some flutter kicks with our legs. As far as just straight swimming, we don't do much of that. But there is some different exercises like jumping jacks, that type of thing.
Okay, so these water classes aren't so much about swimming as they are exercising mm-hmm. with the resistance that comes with the yep. water.
Yeah, there's a lot of classes in the gym that we do use almost the same exact moves in the water. It's just now in the water, it becomes a different, a little bit different element, as in you're going to use, you know, more resistance from the water as opposed to doing it on land, so that type of thing.
Are there advantages to water that don't come with weights, for example?
Yeah, when you're moving in the water, almost like I always say to the classes, almost every movement you do is almost like you're using weights, because there's resistance all around you. So like if you were to do a bicep curl, you're curling your hand up to your shoulder. You know, if you aren't using weight, that's pretty easy to do on land. But if you do it with weights, you know, you're feeling that up, and then on the way down, it's easy to lower the weight. Well, in the water, you got to pull up and push down. So there's resistance on both sides of the exercise.
Well, that you don't get with the weight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, although I don't know this, I'm guessing that maybe there's less joint strain in the water than with mm-hmm. the weight. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes, that is true to a point. In the shallow water, you're still going to have some impact on the joints. So a lot of people think, oh, water exercise, there's no impact. There is some impact in the shallow water. In the deep water, there's very, very little impact, though.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Van Tassel, McKay Insurance, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa, and Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Parker Signs and Graphics in Indianola, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Windsor Manor Assisted Living in Indianola, and Lytton State Bank.
I continued my conversation with Olivia Crawford with the Knoxville Recreation Center. And what was the other class that you said you do on land?
The Pio class?
Pio?
Yes.
Pilates and yoga?
Yes.
And yoga?
Mm-hmm.
What's Pilates?
Pilates is basically it's taking your basic yoga and doing a little bit more strengthening and core work, all that type of thing. A little bit more intense than yoga.
Okay, so did I pronounce that wrong? Pilates is...
Pilates, yeah. That's okay. How I've always pronounced
right.
it. So.
Well, I've always wondered. I guess I've never spoken. Well, so it's like yoga, only more resistance.
Yeah, there's a lot more holding poses or moving through poses as opposed to yoga is holding and stretching, and this is more strengthening and a little more intense.
And how does the mind go into it, like in yoga?
Yeah, it can be a mind and body class. The music's usually not for just a Pilates, basic Pilates class. You know, you're going to have more softer, more gentle music. When you do the Pio class, that's more upbeat tempo music. They combine the yoga, Pilates, cardio, and there's a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of everything in the class.
What are the advantages of mixing the two different
sure.
programs?
Well, I know a lot of people, they really want the benefits of yoga. They want the stretching. They want the strengthening. But some people get bored with it. They're like, okay, I have to hold this pose for how long, listen to this, you know, kind of boring music. Not to say that yoga music's boring, but some people just need that motivation. So Pio takes that and combines everything, has upbeat music, cardio, and it constantly is moving. So you're not holding poses for very long. You're moving through stuff, keeping their attention.
Okay, and what are the different results of them?
So strengthening, obviously, of your muscles, your balance, coordination, cardiovascular improvements, and just basically everything, that any benefit you get with exercise, you can get with that Pio class.
Okay, so does it provide more cardio than, say, a traditional yoga class?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Are people breathing hard by the end of the class?
Yes.
Okay.
And sweating a lot.
And sweating a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a it's an intense
It is an intense class.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is it for everybody?
It is for everybody. So the great thing about all the classes that we offer here at the Rec Center is it can be for everybody. Although, you know, if you're a beginner person, you might not want to start out with one of the hardest classes we have. So we modify everything as instructors. So if we're doing a certain move and, you know, you're like, oh, man, I can't do this, we always offer another alternative, a modification for that exercise. So we tell participants, okay, we're going to do this move. If you don't want to do this move or if you want to go a little bit easier, you can do it this way versus, you know, doing it the other way. So it's for everybody.
So it's people from, you know, from kids to older people, mm-hmm. and just do the best of their abilities.
Absolutely, yeah. And we also have, starting in January, we've got a PIO class coming, more targeted towards that senior group. And we're going to take it down a little bit, make sure that everybody can catch on to the movements. It's going to be a great class. And that's at 10 o'clock on Tuesdays in January. So if you want to get a PIO class in, you can come to that. And that's a good one for beginners as well.
Okay, and so if somebody hasn't been exercising in a long time, that doesn't matter. Just come in and you'll figure out something for them?
Oh, yeah. And you can stop in if you're interested in starting up doing some classes or starting up on a fitness journey for the new year. We do have a Fitted In Challenge coming up, and that's starting the January 7th on the Saturday. And it starts at 9 a.m. It's a Fitted In Challenge, and what we do is we take that big group of people, so whoever signs up for the challenge, they can come in, they can get a packet of information, and it's a challenge using our fitness classes. You have to make a goal for yourself, but we do have instructors and trainers that will help you kind of move through that goal. So it's kind of like a big group of support that you can sign up and be a part of and really get, you know, what do I want to do, what classes are available, what is this class? We'll answer all those questions for you during that Fitted In.
What's the best part of your job?
Interacting with the people. I really like seeing people succeed. You know, someone that starts out, and then I get to see them, 5 months later, they're, you know, rocking all these classes and helping others to do the same thing. So that's really neat.
Thanks to Olivia Crawford for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.